弟兄姐妹平安，让我们一同祷告。Lord, during this time, we are waiting for your coming.
主，在这一段时间，我们等待你的到来。
We wait longingly for Christmas to come.
我们很期望圣诞节的到来。
To celebrate the day that you came to save us all.
来庆祝你来到地上来拯救我们。
But we also wait expectantly for the day of your return.
我们也同时满怀期望着等待你的再次的归来。
From now until your return, there will be many sufferings.
从现在一直到你再次到来，还会经历很多的苦难。
We think about the world that is at war.
我们想到这个充满战争的世界。
We think about the many people who are suffering.
我们想到那些很多受苦的人。
We think about those who don't have a home.
我们想到那些没有家的人。
We think about those who have lost people that they love.
我们想到那些失去他们所爱的人。
This moment we especially remember our elder An Lin and his family.
在这一时刻我们特别的想到我们的安林长老。
As they go through this time of pain of losing his mom, we pray for them.
那在他这一段失去他母亲的这段悲伤的过程当中，我们为他祷告。
We miss her.
我们很想念她。
But we know that she is with you.
但我们知道她现在已经与你在一起。
No one will ever take her away from you.
没有人能够将她从你身边带走。
Lord, we long for the day that you will wipe away our tears.
主，我们期待着那一天你会擦干我们脸上所有泪水的那一天。
And that we would join Mrs. Wen in gather to worship you forever and ever.
我们也盼望着能加入温女士一起敬拜你的那一天。
So comfort us in this very hour when things are difficult.
所以请在这一段困难伤感的时候安慰我们。
Let us stand by An Lin and his family.
让我们在安宁以及他家人身边。
Let us walk as a church together through the valley of death.
让我们整个一个教会一起行走在这个死亡的这个谷中。
We long for you to come, Lord Jesus.
我们盼望着你的到来，主耶稣。
In your name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
How many of you have seen this movie?
你们多少人曾看过这部电影？
How many of you have seen this movie? Do you know what this movie is?
大家知道这部电影是什么吗？
It's a very famous movie by Bruce Willis called Die Hard.
这部电影呢，就是一部很有名的演员布鲁斯·威利斯拍的，叫虎胆龙威。
Believe it or not, this movie is a key reason why I became a Christian.
就你可能不信，这部电影是我成为一名基督徒过程当中起到了一个极为重要的作用。
I came to Canada when I was 12 years old.
我十二岁的时候来到加拿大。
At the time, I did not speak English very well.
那当时我来到时候英文说的不大好。
I quickly learned that one of the best ways to protect yourself at school is to learn how to swear.
那我很快就学到呢，在学校里保护自己免受欺负最好的方法呢，就是学会说脏话。
One of the fastest way you can learn to swear well is watching movies like these.
那最快能学到各种脏话的用法呢，那就是看这样的电影。
At the age of 15, I had this movie memorized.
那在15岁的时候呢，我就把整部这个电影基本上就记住了。
One of the phrases that I learned in this movie was Jesus Christ.
那在电影当中呢，我学到的一句话，那就是。就天啊，或者英文就直接就说成耶稣基督。
Sometimes you probably hear people on the streets when they're frustrated, they will say Jesus Christ, right?
有的时候你在街上就会看到有些人不高兴了，就会直接说一句就耶稣基督。
Well, in the movie, he says that a lot.
那在这个电影当中呢，他就经常用这句话。
See, I thought it was a nicer way to swear.
那我当时认为呢，这是一个更好的一个方式来说脏话的一个方式。
Kind of saying, what the heck?
那就有点像就是说，似乎就像说什么鬼。
So that I could use it at school.
所以呢，我就可以在学校里用这句话。
Without getting in trouble.
然后也并不会遇到什么麻烦。
I was in grade 10 when I was in my accounting class.
那天我是高一的时候在会计课。
The day the accounting teacher was not available, so there was a substitute teacher.
那天就平时的会计老师没有来，所以就请了一位代课。
The substitute teacher was my other teacher, Mr. Miskimmon.
代课的老师呢是我的另外一个老师叫Miskimmon.
He's a skinny, tall, white-haired man.
他是一个又瘦又高，然后满发也都白的一个人。
And on that day, because we finish all of our assignments, so Mr. Miskimmon says, "Do whatever you want."
那天呢，因为我们把我们的功课都做完了，所以 Miskimmon 就跟我们说，你们就自由活动。
So I turn around, and me and my friends were playing cards.
所以我就转过身来，然后跟同学们打牌。
I was having a really bad day.
那天呢，这个我那天过得不大好。
I kept losing.
这老是打牌，老是输。
So every time I lose, I would say, "Jesus Christ."
所以每输的时候就喊这个耶稣基督。
The first time Mr. Miskimmon heard me say that, he said, "Arthur, apologize."
但是每一次这个 Miskimmon 老师听到我喊那一句，就说Arthur, 你要道歉。
Okay, so I thought I said a bad word, so I said sorry.
那好吧，我以为我说了一句脏话嘛，所以我就说抱歉。
But then as we played again.
但是继续又打牌
I lost again.
然后又输了
And this time, unknowingly, I just said, "Jesus Christ."
然后这一次又无意识的又喊出来，就是 "Jesus Christ." 又喊出来一句耶稣基督
This time, Mr. Miskimmon got really upset.
那这一次呢 ，Miskimmon 先生就对我就不高兴
He stood up.
就站起来
And he looked at me.
然后看着我
And he said, "Arthur, you stand up right now."
然后说，亚瑟，你现在就站起来。
I want you to apologize to the whole class.
我要你向全班同学道歉。
And never use that name again.
那我站着之后，我再也没有再用那个名字。
I remember scratching my head. That's a name.
然后我就当时想，就是这是个名字吗
？I didn't know that was the name of a person.
我当时不知道那是一个人名。
And so later that day, I asked my friends, "Who is Jesus Christ?"
所以那天晚些的时候呢，我就问我朋友，耶稣基督是谁
？It turns out a lot of my friends were actually Christians.
那事实上，我有很多的基督徒的朋友。
They explained to me who Jesus.
那他们就向我解释耶稣是谁。
And they invited me to a youth conference.
那他们也请我参加基督教青年会议。
You see, at this conference, the pastor.Said it was at this conference where I heard the gospel for the first time.
那在这个会议上，我第一次听到了福音。
That evening, the pastor said, "Those of you who want to become a Christian, will you come forward and sit on the ground right up here at the stage?"
就那天呢，就是讲的这牧师就问，如果有谁想成为基督徒，就走到讲台前面。
So I went forward and I sat down on the ground.
所以我走到前面，我坐在地上。
As a young man, I felt I grew up feeling very shameful and guilty about who I am.
作为一名年轻人，我长大的时候，我觉得自己是很，我有很多的这个羞耻、内疚。
I hated myself.
我讨厌自己。
I see myself as a very ugly person.
我把我自己视为一个很丑陋的人。
I've sort of heard that there is a God.Because I grew up in an Anglican school in Hong Kong.
我是之前是听过有一个上帝的，因为我在香港上了一座圣公会的小学。
But to me, God is very scary.
但对我来说呢，上帝是个很可怕的。
He's a God up there, and he just keeps a list of everything I do wrong, and he judges me.
就他好像就是一个很遥远的，然后他就列出我的罪状，然后准备 这个惩罚我，准备审判我。
If I want good things to happen to me, then I must behave and be really good.
如果我想要好的事情在我身上发生了，那我就必须要好好表现。
But it was on that night in March 1992.
但是就在那天晚上，在92年3月。
For the first time in my life, I heard.
我第一次听到。
Someone loves me for who I am.
有人因我是谁而爱我。
Because he created me.
因为他创造了我。
Someone loves me regardless of what I have done.
无论我曾做了什么，都会爱着我。
Someone who loved me all the way to the cross.
一直爱我走上十字架。
Someone who wants nothing but grace for me.
并且把恩典以及爱浇灌到我身上。
Someone who rose from the dead for me so I can have a new life in him.
为我从死里复活，所以使我在他里面有新的生命。
As the pastor prayed for the people sitting in the front, including me,
那牧师就在为我们这些坐在讲台的人祷告。
I felt someone put his arms on my shoulders.
我就感觉有人把他的这胳膊放在我的肩膀上。
It was a very warm feeling all over my body.
就是一个让我全身都有一个很温暖的感觉。
For the first time in my life, I felt no more shame.
我有生以来第一次没有感到任何的羞耻。
Yet when I looked around, there was nobody around me.
但是我四周观看，我旁边没有别人。
That night I was alone, but I wasn't alone.
那晚我是一个人，但我并不孤单。
After the conference was over, we took the bus home.
那晚会议结束之后呢，我们就坐公交回家。
If you know Toronto well, I had to go from East York all the way to North Scarborough.
如果你对这个多伦多了解的话，我是从东约克坐到北斯卡伯格伯勒。
It took an hour and a half to get home.
回家要一个半小时。
By the time I got to North Scarborough, it was already 12 a.m.
到北斯卡伯勒的时候呢，那个时候已经凌晨十二点了。
15 years old，
我十五岁。
No cell phone，
没有手机。
My parents knew I went to a conference， but they don't know why at 12 a.m. I wasn't home yet。
我父母知道我去了一个会议，但是他们也不知道为什么凌晨十二点了还不回家。
The street was dark，
那晚这街道上也很黑。
I was running as fast as I can to get home。
然后我是全力的跑回家。
But you know what I was doing the whole time?
但你知道我整个这路上在做什么吗？
I was praying.
我在祷告。
Not just praying for safety.
不光是为这个安全平安祷告。
I was praising God the entire time I went home.
我是一直在赞美神。
For the first time in my life, I pray like that.
这是我有生以来第一次这样的祷告。
The next day, I told my mom what happened.
第二天我告诉了我妈妈发生的事情。
I said, my mom is a Catholic, so I said, mom, I want to start going to church.
我妈妈是天主教徒，我跟我妈妈说，妈，我想去教会。
My mom said, fine, as long as it is not a cult.
那她说，哦，行，只要不是一个邪教就没问题。
I said, mom, how can it be a cult? It's a Baptist church.
我说，妈，怎么会是个邪教呢？这是一家浸信会教会。
I became a little evangelist at school.
我在学校里成为了一个小小的一个传道。
I wasn't afraid to tell everybody about Jesus.
我不怕告诉任何人关于耶稣基督。
Every chance I get, I invited my friends to church.
只要有机会，我就邀请我的朋友去教会。
Some people thought I was weird, but I didn't care.
有些人觉得我很奇怪，但是我不在乎。
My behavior changed, my mind changed because I met the God who is love.
我的行为和思想都发生了变化，因为我遇到了上帝，而他就是爱。
When you encounter God as love, you will never stay the same again. Amen.
当你遇见上帝，当你遇见爱的时候，事情不会一成不变。
And that's exactly what happened to the shepherds in Luke chapter 2.
这也就是在圣诞节故事中牧羊人所经历的事情。
In Luke chapter 2, verse 8, it tells us that the shepherds were just looking after their sheep at night.
在路加福音二章第八节当中就写到这些牧人就是在晚上看着牧着羊。
The shepherds are one of my favorite people groups in the Christmas story.
牧羊人是圣殿这故事当中我最喜欢的人群之一。
And you know what happened to them very well.
然后你也知道他们身上发生了什么。
The Christmas hymn sums it up like this. While shepherds watched their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, the angel of the Lord came down, the glory shone around.
那赞美诗就这样总结，牧人夜间看守群羊，大家坐草地上，天使忽然从天上下降，荣光周围照亮。
Fear not, said he, for mighty dread has seized their troubled mind. Glad tidings of great joy I bring to you and all mankind.
牧人一见大大战科，天使却说，勿惊，我来传报大喜佳音，关于普世万民。
To you in David's town this day is born of David's line, the Savior who is Christ the Lord, and this shall be the sign.
救主今天按照预言降生在大卫城，耶稣基督是他圣名，且有记号表明。
The heavenly babe you there shall find to human view displayed, all meanly wrapped in swathing bands and in the manger laid.
至尊圣婴下降世间，世人都能看见，身裹粗布，穷苦卑贱，在马槽中安眠。
The spark, the seraph, and forthwith appeared a shining throng of angels praising God, who thus addressed their joyful song.
天使说完，忽有光明，出现大队天兵，与众天使同赞美主，唱出快乐歌声。
All glory be to God on high, and on the earth be peace. Goodwill henceforth from heaven to men, begin and never cease.
荣耀全归至高真神。平安归于世人，从今以后，上主洪恩永远临到万民，永远临到万民。
Shepherds in the first century were the lowest of low people.
牧羊人在公元一世纪当中的地位是非常低的。
They were disrespected.
他们不受尊重。
They have a lowly job.
并且工作也很卑贱。
Yet they are the first to hear it.
但他们是第一人，是先收到这个消息的。
The first Noel.The angels did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields where they lay, keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep.
第一位天使这样说，天使出报圣诞佳音，先向田间贫苦牧人，牧人正当看守羊群，严冬方冷，长夜已深。
The shepherds received the news in a miraculous and spectacular manner.
牧羊人以这样奇迹并壮观的方式收到了这个消息。
They didn't just get an email or text.
他们不仅是收到了一封电子邮件或短信。
They had a whole angelic choir surrounding them singing.
他们得到了一个整个的天使合唱团，伴随着上帝的荣耀在他们身边。
This is how the kingdom of God works.
这就是上帝国度。
It is the nobodies that hear about the king's arrival.
是无名之人得到了上帝到来的消息。
The unwanted, the disenfranchised, the marginalized, the weak, the lowly, the lonely, the homeless, the guy who lives on the street, the refugees who come from war-torn countries, the ones who are standing on the highway asking you for money when you stop your car. Those are the people that God will announce his arrival first above everybody.
是那些没人想要的、无权的、边缘化的、软弱的、卑微的、孤独的、无家的，那些露宿街头的、来自战乱国家的难民，那些站在高速公路口要钱的，这些人会先收到上帝到来的消息。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
The shepherds obviously were filled with fear.
那些牧人当时很害怕。
You would too if you look at the night sky and it starts talking to you.
你们也会的，如果你突然看到天上，天上居然说起话来了。
The angel's words were, "Fear not."
天使对他们的话是不要害怕。
Did you know that this is the most repeated phrase in the Bible? Fear not.
你知道这句话不要害怕是圣经当中最重复说的一句话。
In Deuteronomy, God says to his people, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of the people in the promised land. For it is the Lord your God who will give them to you.
在生命之上就说到，你不要怕他们，因为 因为因那为你征战的是耶和华你的神，你们当刚强壮胆，不要害怕，也不要畏惧他们，因为耶和华你的神和你同去。
In Isaiah, God repeats these words: "Fear not, I am the one who will help you."
在以赛亚中也说到，不要怕，我必帮助你。
When the disciples thought they were seeing a ghost running on water, what did Jesus say? "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid."
当门徒们以为他们看到幽灵的时候，他们害怕的喊叫。耶稣对他们说什么？你们放心，是我，不要怕。
You see, these lowly shepherds, these nobodies, people who are being looked down upon, they were terrified, but yet everything is about to change.
这些卑微的牧人，社会上的这些无名小卒，被人看不起的人，对他们所看到、听到的感到恐惧，但这一切都即将改变。
Verse 15 tells us that the angel went away from them into heaven, and the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And then they went in haste and found Mary and Joseph, the baby lying in the manger.
那在十五节当中就说，众天使离开他们升回天上之后，牧羊人便商议说，我们现在去伯利恒观察一下主刚才告诉我们的那件事吧。他们就连忙进城，找到了玛利亚和约瑟，以及躺在马槽里的婴孩。
When they saw the baby Jesus in Bethlehem, what did they do next? In verse 17, it tells us that when they saw what happened, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them.
那他们看到这个婴孩之后又发生了什么呢？他们看到之后就把天使告诉他们有关这婴孩的事传开了。听见的人都对牧羊人的话感到惊讶。
Can you imagine a bunch of lowly shepherds speaking in public?
你能想象一群卑微的牧羊人在公共场合说话吗？
Can you imagine people who nobody would count on saying, telling them the truth would be running around town telling everybody about Jesus?
你能相信这些大多数人都不会以他们做证人的这些人到处跑来跑去在说这个婴孩的事情吗？
What happened to them?
他们身上发生了什么呢？
Love happened.
爱发生了。
Love incarnate happened.
爱的化身发生了。
Divine God love happened.
神圣的来自上帝的爱发生了。
First John chapter 4 says there is no fear in love because perfect love, God love,drives out fear, for fear has nothing to do has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love.
约翰一书四章就说到，这里爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全就把惧怕除去，因为惧怕里含着刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里未得完全。
Theologian Karl Barth he says that particularly when we have experienced something serious.Great and solemn, it is initially difficult for all of us to speak of it. It must be difficult. But this initial reserve cannot be final. Rather, it is only half of the matter. When God has spoken to us, then we must initially be silent, but then we must also begin to speak, and only then is God's work in us completed.
Karl Barth 是这样说的，尤其当我们经历一些严肃、伟大而庄重的事情时，一开始我们都会发现很难去谈论它，而且这种困难是必然的，但这种初步的沉默并不是最终的结论，而只是事情的一半。当上帝向我们说话时，我们首先必须保持沉默，但随后也必须开始说话，只有这样，上帝在我们内心的工作才算完成。
Divine love drives out all fear.
神圣的爱会驱散一切的恐惧。
We are transformed by the Holy Spirit that lives in us.
我们在被我们里面做工的圣灵改变。
We are set free from the sin that enslaves us.
圣灵把我们从罪的奴役中解脱出来。
We are wrapped around by God's grace that says you are forgiven.
我们被神的恩典所包围，这恩典说你被饶恕了。
We are transformed to the core.
我们从内核改变。
A bunch of lowly shepherds became the town herald telling everybody about Jesus.
一群卑微的牧人成为了好消息的使者， 告诉所有人关于基督。
A bunch of uneducated fishermen would become the apostles who start the church of Jesus.
一群没有受过教育的渔人会成为传教士，开始第一个教会。
A righteous Pharisee who persecuted Christians became the preacher of the gospel of Jesus to the Gentiles.
一个迫害基督徒的法利赛人会成为福音的传道者和外邦人的使徒。
We are transformed by love incarnate into a person that believes that to live is Christ, to die is gain.
我们被爱的化身所改变，从想成为上帝变成一个信神的人。
Christ in me, hope of glory.
耶稣在我这个对希望蛮有希望。
We become fools for Christ or ambassadors for Christ, the Bible says.
我们为基督的缘故成了愚昧人，我们现在是耶稣的，是基督的大使。
Even if I am successful in this world, I count that as nothing compared to the knowing of Jesus Christ my Lord. And for his sake, I count all my success on earth as rubbish that I may gain Christ, Paul says.
保罗说，虽然我是在这世上的，我看万事都毫无价值，因为认识我主耶稣基督是最宝贵的，我为他失去了一切，我把失去的一切视为粪土，好得到基督。
In 1985, the William brothers wrote a song called I Am Just a Nobody, where they said, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody.
在1985年，威廉姆斯兄弟写了一首歌，叫我只是个无名小卒，我只是一个无名小卒，在歌词当中就写到，我只是个无名小卒，只想告诉所有人，有一个人能拯救任何人。
The Alliance president, Darren Herbel, always signs off in his video by saying,Let's make Jesus more famous every day.
让我们的总裁达伦赫伯尔德也说，让我们每天都让耶稣更有名。
Not only when we encounter in love incarnate, not only do we cannot stop talking about him.
当我们遇到上帝爱的化身，说我们不会说是不会就是阻止他想把他讲出来的这个心态。
It drives us to worship and praise him.
会驱使我们去敬拜和赞美。
Verse 20, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they heard and seen as it had been told them.
二十节中说，牧羊人在归途中不断地将荣耀归于上帝，赞美他，因为他们所见所闻跟天使告诉他们的一样。
A.W. Tozer said there are two kinds of Christians.
A.W. 陶树说有两种基督徒。
One is a Santa Claus Christian.
有一种是圣诞老人基督徒。
And the other one is the normal Christian.
另外一种是正常基督徒。
I'll sing a song and you'll know what I mean.
我要唱一首歌你就知道我的意思了。
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and check. Can you sing with me? Checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Boom, 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 boom. You never watch out.You better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why, Santa Claus is coming to town. Think about these words for a second.
你想想这首歌在说什么?
Santa Claus in this song is nothing more than a distorted version of God.
在这首歌当中,圣诞老人只不过是一个扭曲的版的上帝。
You better behave.
你最好乖乖听话。
Why? Because Santa Claus is coming.
为什么？因为圣诞老人要来了。
He has a list of everything you've ever done.
他有一个清单，上面写着你所有干过的事情。
He will judge you whether you are good or bad.
他会评判你是否是淘气还是好。
And he watches you when you're sleeping.
你睡着和醒来的时候，他都看着你。
And he watches you when you wake up.
然后起来的时候也看着你。
He knows everything about you.
他知道你的一切。
Basically, Santa Claus is a chubby man wearing a red suit living in North Pole who is all-knowing, all-seeing, the judge, and a rewarder of moral behavior. It is that is that not just God in a distorted way?
所以说你看就这首歌讲的就是一个生活在北极的穿着红衣服胖胖的男人他全知能看到一切是评判者奖励道德的行为这不就说是圣诞老人是上帝吗虽然是一个扭曲的版本
Now let me change the words in this song a little bit
那我把这个歌当中的歌词稍微改一下
You better watch out You better not sin You better praise more I'm telling you whyJesus Christ is coming to town. He's making a list of your sins and checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's holy or sinful. Jesus Christ is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. Read Psalm 139. He'll judge you if you've been bad or good. So just don't sin just in case. You better watch out. You better not sin. You better praise more. I'm telling you why Jesus Christ is coming to town.Santa Claus Christians are those who believe their relationship with God is nothing more than a transaction.
圣诞老人基督徒是那些相信他们与上帝的关系是一个交易性的。
I believe all the right things about God.
我相信关于上帝，我相信一切这个正确的事情。
I have read the Bible from front to end.
我把这个圣经从头读到尾。
I attend church every Sunday.
我每周日都参与教会。
I have been giving faithfully.
而且我也抱有信心的奉献。
I am a very good moral person.
我是一个很有道德的人。
But God remains distant.
但是上帝还是遥远。
It's like a bumper sticker that many cars have says, Jesus is coming, look busy.
就是像一个车的保险杠的贴纸一样，上面写着耶稣要来的要显得忙一些。
They are busy all the time.
他们一直都很忙。
But their lives haven't changed.
但是他们的生活并没有改变。
Their hearts haven't changed.
他们的心没有改变。
Because legally speaking, they are Christians.
因为事实上法律上来说就是他们是基督徒。
But God is nothing more than like Santa Claus. He's keeping a list of me.He's going to count how many things I've done wrong this week.
但圣诞老人就跟但是耶稣就跟圣诞老人一样他记着我所做的所有的事情然后他会审判我。
But there's another kind of Christian.
但是有另外一种基督徒。
These are Christians who have encountered divine love.
这些是那些经历过神圣爱的基督徒。
They don't tell people about Jesus because they feel like they have to...You know, they're like salesmen. I have to tell everybody about Jesus because, you know, the church makes me feel guilty if I don't.
他们跟别人说耶稣基督不是不像是一个要搞销售的人来说，就是这个我一定要销售下来，要不然的话，我的这个任务完成不了。
Or that they have to worship God because if I don't go to church this week, something bad's going to happen to me next week.
或者如果我不去教会的话，我这一周不去教会的话，我可能会有不好的事情发生。
They are the ones who worship God.Because God is love, and it just completely transformed them.
他们敬拜上帝是因为上帝是爱，并且完全改变了他们。
Tozer, he writes this, we need to know the blessing of worshiping in the presence of God without the thought of wanting to rush out again. We need to be delighted in the presence of utter, infinite excellence.
Tozer 写道，我们需要明白，在神同在中敬拜时的祝福。而不是想急着离开，我们需要在完全无限卓越的同在中感到喜悦。
Imagine if we are church that's not in a hurry all the time.
想象一下，如果我们不是一个一直着急要去哪的教会。
That we care more about sitting around the manger and admiring this divine love.
我们更关心，只想在马槽附近去跟这个。神圣的爱在一起。
Tozer goes on to say, such worship will have the ingredient of fascination, a high moral excitement. Plainly, some of the men and women in the Bible knew this kind of fascination in their fellowship with God. If Jesus the Son is to be known and loved and served, the Holy Spirit must be allowed to illuminate our human lives. That personality will then be captured and entranced by the presence of God.
Tozer 接着写道。如此敬拜将带有一种迷人的崇高道德激情的成分 虽然在圣经中的一些人与神相交时体验到了这种迷人的吸引力，如果我们要认识爱戴并服侍神子耶稣，我们必须容许圣灵来照亮我们的生命，那样的人格就会被神的同在吸引并深深陶醉。
The shepherds were this kind of people.
牧羊人就是这类人。
They experience God's love.
他们体会到上帝的爱。
They have seen the God who is love.
他们看见神就是爱。
They walk away telling everybody about Jesus.
他们离去的时候就告诉所有人关于耶稣基督。
And they couldn't stop praising God.
他们也不能停下赞美上帝。
Tozer concludes, there is a necessity for true worship among us. If God is who he says he is, and if we are the believing people of God we claim to be, then we must worship him. I do not believe that we will ever truly delight in adoring worship of God if we have never met him in a personal spiritual experience through the new birth from above wrought by the Holy Spirit of God himself.
同时总结到，在我们中间，真敬拜是不可或缺的。如果上帝真的是他所说的那一位，如果我们真是我们所宣称的那群信靠上帝的子民，那么我们必须敬拜他。我不相信，如果我们从未透过圣灵亲自从上而来的重生经验与他相遇，并由圣灵塑造，我们能够真正喜悦的享受对上帝的敬拜。
Pascal, Blaise Pascal, many of you know him.
Pascal, 布莱斯·帕斯卡，你们中间很多人可能会知道他。
A very famous 17th French mathematician and scientist.
他是一位17世纪著名的法国数学家和科学家。
But not many people knew that he had a very special encounter with God.
但是很多人不知道他跟上帝有一个很特殊的相遇。
He wrote it down on a piece of paper and he put it right here in his pocket.
他把这段经历就写在了一张纸上，然后就放在这个靠心口的这个口袋里。
After he died, people found this piece of paper in his pocket.
那他去世之后呢，就有人就发现了这张纸。
And this is what it says. From about half past 10 at night to about half after midnight, fire, O God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, not the God of philosophers or the wise, the God of Jesus Christ, who can be known only in ways of the gospel. Security, feeling, peace, joy, tears of joy. Amen.
这张纸上就写到，从晚上十点半左右到午夜十二点半左右，火焰，亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神，不是哲学家和智者的神，而是耶稣基督的神。他只能透过福音的方式被认识、安稳、感受、平安、喜乐、喜极而泣。阿门。
This is what happens when somebody meets the divine love.
这是一个人经历过神圣的爱所感受的。
Roseanne and I know this couple in Calgary.
Roseanne 和我呢认识一对来自卡尔加里的夫妇。
For many, many years, every summer, they would travel to Ukraine.
他们在过去的十年中，几乎每个夏天都会去乌克兰。
They serve an orphanage and also the Roma people that's there.
他们服侍那边的孤儿院以及罗姆人群。
Because of the war, because of COVID, they weren't able to go for a couple of years.
由于战争和新冠疫情，他们过去几年内都无法前往。
But they wanted to go back.
但是他们想要回去。
Because they missed them so much.
因为他们很想念在那儿的人。
So beginning 2 years ago, they started traveling to Ukraine again.
所以两年前呢，他们又前往了乌克兰。
When they arrive in Ukraine, they told them to put an app in their phone because it warns them if there are Russian missiles coming.
他们在乌克兰的时候，他们就被告知需要在手机上装一个软件，这个软件警告他们，如果有俄国的导弹飞过来。
The people of Ukraine that they love so dearly were suffering.
他们被他们很爱的乌克兰的人民正在受着很大的苦。
The places where they gather had no water, no power, sometimes no gas, and they only had one little generator that gave them power.
他们聚集的地方没有电，没有水，没有气，然后有的时候有一个发电机，提供少量的这个电力。
The love of God drove this couple again and again to visit them.
上帝的爱驱使着这一对夫妇不断的去拜访这个地方。
You know, it's amazing the stories they tell us about the Ukrainian people.
你知道，他们跟我们说了一些很多的关于乌克兰的一些故事。
He said even though bombs are flying over their heads.
他们说，即便是炸弹从他们上头飞过。
People pack the churches.
人们还会聚集在教会中。
In one church, they had nothing other than a little battery-powered mic.
在其中一个教会没有任何东西，只有一个有装着电池的一个麦克风。
And yet you couldn't believe how they worship God.
然而你们绝对不会相信他们是如何敬拜上帝的。
It reminds me very much of the apostles' words in Romans chapter 8. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him for us all, who?Will also with him graciously give us all things. Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? If God is who justifies, who is there to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. For I am sure that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things in the present nor things to come nor powers nor height or depth or anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
这让我想起了使徒保罗在罗马书第八章中所写的话。对于这些事，我们还可以说什么呢？上帝若帮助我们，谁能与我们对抗？上帝既然连自己的儿子也不顾惜，让他为我们牺牲，岂不也能把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？谁能指控上帝拣选的人呢？是上帝称我们为义人，谁能定我们有罪呢？基督耶稣已经替我们死了，而且从死里复活了，如今在上帝的右边正替我们祈祷。谁能使我们与基督的爱分离呢？难道是患难吗？困苦吗？迫害吗？饥饿吗？赤身露体吗？危险吗？刀剑吗？然而靠着爱我们的主，我们在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是魔鬼，是现在的事是将来的事，是高天之上是大地深处，或是其他受造之物，都不能使我们与上帝在主耶稣基督那里赐下的爱分离。阿门。
Oh come let us adore him. Oh come let us adore him. Oh come let us adore him. Christ our Lord.
哦，来吧，让我们敬拜他。哦，来吧，让我们敬拜他。哦，来吧，让我们敬拜他，主耶稣。